Happy Sunday. Good morning. This is Jim DeGiunis. I'm reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of our program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. The name of our program is Reflections, and for the next 30 minutes, we're going to read to you from the Holy Bible. We will always begin in prayer, and then we also do a little devotional, daily devotional, called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. So let's begin. Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you indeed have made for us. Father, we thank you for our families and loved ones. We thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service and its volunteers and donors. Lord, we thank you for the health and well-being of our audience. We thank you for our city and our state, our country, and the many, many blessings you give each and every one of us. Lord, we know that you are there for us. We know that you gave us your Son, and his life, his death, and his resurrection are there for us to embrace and to believe, that we may have communion with you, the Creator of the universe. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, and he helps us to negotiate each day. He helps us to continue to embrace you and to love you more and more. Father, we thank you for these things and all things. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sarah Young writes this day, "Seek my face and you will find fulfillment of your deepest longings. My world is filled with beautiful things. They are meant to be pointers to me, reminders of my abiding presence. The earth still declares my glory to those who have eyes that see and ears that hear. You had a darkened mind before you sought me wholeheartedly. I chose to pour my light into you so that you may be a beacon to others. There is no room for pride in this position. Your part is to reflect my glory. I am the Lord." And there's three scripture readings to support this. First is Psalm 105, verse 4. "Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always." Psalm 19, 1 through 2. We read this 2 weeks ago. "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge." And then Isaiah 60, verse 2, "See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Beautiful words that we learn from Sarah Young. Thank you, Miss Young. Well, we started 3 weeks ago reading Psalms, and we still have quite a ways to go. We're going to start today with Psalm 37, and we'll get as far as we can, and we'll do the same next week and the same the week after that. And the reason we're doing this is because Psalms is just a prayer, a constant prayer and praise and worship of God. And in today's world, we need that. We need that, and God wants us to do that. Our call is to love him with our whole hearts, minds, and souls, and with all our strength, and to believe in his Son, Jesus, and we demonstrate that love by believing in Jesus. And then Psalms simply helps us to glorify him. So let's do that. Psalm 37 is written by David, and it reads, "Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes, excuse me, I had a tough time with that last verse. Let me read that again, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from the wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow. to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of the many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and they and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteousness forsaken of the children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteousness will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. I'm going to read that again. I think that's a beautiful verse. And this is the verse 30 and 31. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart, and his feet will not slip. Let that sink in for a little bit. Those are just some beautiful words and really wise words. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives, but the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you and inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Psalm 38, written by David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have pierced me and your hand has come down upon me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, O Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds, my neighbors stay far away. Those who seek my life set their traps, those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they plot deception. I am like a deaf man who cannot hear, like a mute who cannot open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear, whose mouth cannot offer no reply. I wait for you, O Lord. You will answer, O Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my foot slips. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many are those who are my vigorous enemies. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil slander me when I pursue what is good. O Lord, do not forsake me. Be not far from me, O Lord. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior. And one of the things David does in Psalm 38 is he asked for forgiveness of his sin. And that is something, personally, I don't do often enough. We are all sinners. I am the greatest of them. Too often. And one of the things I need to do better job of is to confess my sin on a daily basis. And I think this is a beautiful verse here that David writes in verse 18 and 19. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. That's verse 18. Psalm 39, written by David. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. As I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions, and do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent, I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline me for their sin. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger as all my fathers were. Look away from me that I may rejoice again before I depart and am no more. Psalm 40, written by David. I wait patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of my slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in this scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. There are more than the hairs on my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. Psalm 41, written by David. And this psalm right here is the last psalm of the first book of Psalms. And again, I think there are five books. So here's the last chapter of book one. Psalm 41, written by David. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desire of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely. While his heart gathers slander, then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up, and may I repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Book two, and if you recall, if you look at the five books of Psalm, they're very similar to the first five books of the Old Testament. So book one would have been very similar to Genesis. Right, there's a birth, there's sin, and then there's a promise of reconciliation. And then book two, which is Deuteronomy, is Exodus, shares with us the salvation that God provides for us. So book two, and this the author are the sons of Korah. This is the first one I think we've had from Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as you pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in this roar of the watering falls. Verse 7. Deep calls to deep in the roar of the waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love. At night his songs is within me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer from mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. What a great lesson. There will be times we have a very hard time. There will be times, and it's promised, that we will not always have good times. We will have difficult times. And here, this psalm, the last verse 11, says, why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Never forget God is God. Never stop praising him. Never stop thanking him. And we're encouraged that many times in the New Testament. Always be thankful and always be offering praise and love to God. Chapter 43, also written by the sons of Korah. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why do you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Chapter 44, also written by the sons of Korah. We have heard within our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our fathers. You crushed the peoples and made our fathers flourish. It was not by their sword that they had won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decries victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. What beautiful verses, 4 through 8. And that is so true, not just in conflict, but also when we receive a blessing, we should be thankful to God. We should give him the credit. There's nothing we do. We all fall well short of the glory of God. We are not capable of doing anything successfully. It is God that does it within us. And we should give him all the credit, always. Verse 9, but now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and are scattered and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision to those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The peoples shake their head at us. My disgrace is before me all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this happened to us, though we had not forgotten you or been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us haunt for jackals and covered us with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Redeem us because of your unfailing love. This is also from the Sons of Korah. The theme of this particular chapter, chapter 45, it's a poem to the king, possibly Solomon, on the occasion of his wedding. Which wedding? I don't know. He's married to thousands of women. While this psalm was written for historic occasion, it was also seen as a prophecy about Christ and his bride, the church, who will praise him through all generations. So here we are. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite the verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your side, O mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of your king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings made you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and give ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is the Lord. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. Men of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her and are brought to you. They are led in the joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. That's an interesting thought, that this was written for Solomon and one of his brides, and the prophecy being Christ and the church. The church will not fail. There'll be failings, for sure. Many failings. We're human. But Christ endures forever. And so will his remnant. And we should have hope in that. And we should have hope and look forward to being part of that. Verse 36, the sons of Korah are the author. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at a break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Well, I believe we've run out of time for today's readings. We have about a minute left. I'd like to leave a prayer for everybody. I'd like to ask the Lord God to please bless the words that we've just spoken and bless the words we've just heard. Lord, may we constantly exalt you. May we always be holding you high and dear. Father, we ask that you bless our listening audience and their endeavors. We ask you to bless their families and those that love for them and care for them. Lord, we thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service, its many volunteers. May God bless our audience and those they love this day and every day.